Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. He's got the whole world in his hands. Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. It was dark around the clock. The sun had not been seen for over a month. There was no escape from the smell of manure, and the cramped conditions made it hard to sleep. This is how I imagine it was for Noah as the 40 days of rain were coming to an end. Noah, a believer in God and his promises, had faithfully loaded the animals and his family onto an ark, where they would remain for several months while the earth was destroyed. Perhaps the animals were hibernating, but there still must have been some care that needed during this time, and it couldn't have smelled good. It was a difficult time to trust, and yet God showed Noah and us that he has all the power. God always keeps his promises. God spoke the words in our reading in his heart after the flood. During those rainy days, the entire earth was destroyed, as were the normal patterns of the earth, such as the seasons and daylight. God saw that these patterns are needed for our daily well-being, and he promised that we can depend on them as long as the world endures. We are also reminded that the world will end. From other parts of Scripture, we know that the earth has an expiration date that has not been revealed to us, but we know that our God will be with us until the end and beyond. God is with us when we work through our daily challenges. He is with us as we rest or play, when we eat and sleep. He promises to fill our needs, although perhaps not in a way that we planned. God filled our most desperate need of all by providing forgiveness and new life through the death and life of Jesus Christ. We pray. Dear Father, thank you for keeping the world and everything in it in your hands. Thank you for keeping all your promises, including the promise fulfilled in the gift of your Son, Jesus, who redeemed us from this world of sin. Amen. A question to consider: how do the changing seasons and other earthly patterns give you comfort that God is in control? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.